This newsletter contains 10 pages. Approximate reading time, 18 minutes. The Reading Light, Mississippi Library Commission, Talking Book Services, Summer 2015, Volume 41, Number 2. Read by Michael J. Gandy. This publication is partially funded under the Federal Library Services and Technology Act, administered by the Mississippi Library Commission for the Institute of Museum and Library Services. Reader's note: this newsletter contains the entire text of the print edition except for captions to photographs. End of reader's note. Postal Carrier of the Year. Postal Carrier Mickey Clifton was named Postal Carrier of 2014. Ms. Clifton works at the Bay St. Louis Post Office. She was nominated by her customer, Lane Shaw. Mickey stated that she was flattered to receive this award. Lane Shaw is my only customer on my route who receives these books. Mickey's postal career began in May 1998 as a part-time clerk. Mickey said, after spending 4 years, day after day, sorting mail for letter carriers and serving customers at the retail counter, I switched careers and became a part-time letter carrier. In 2003, I became a full-time city letter carrier in the Bay St. Louis Post Office, known by many in Old Town Bay St. Louis as Mickey the Mail Lady. It's rewarding to me to deliver daily mail in this community. I have developed a fine appreciation for all walks of life. I've enjoyed learning the aspects of the many businesses on the coast, as well as the life and times of many residents. Once all the letters, magazines, and packages are loaded in my postal truck, I love to see my regular postal customers. Mickey feels that being a postal carrier is a great job, and she really enjoys this opportunity to serve her community. I've been truly blessed. Life is good. I do what I like, and I like what I do. May we all lead such a life. Sensory Story Kits by Erica McCaleb, Reader's Advisor. Talking Book Services is excited to announce that 15 new Sensory Story Kits are now available for checkout. Each story kit contains a print/braille book that is accompanied by items and toys related to the story. The items provide a hands-on way for children to experience books and aid in comprehension and enjoyment of the story. These story kits were created with young children with visual impairments in mind, but children of all ages and capabilities can use tactile and sensory exploration to enhance their understanding and enjoyment of books. The story kits are currently available to check out and have a loan period of 6 weeks. To reserve a kit or request a catalog of titles that are available, please contact Erica McCaleb at emccaleb@mlc.lib.ms.us 1-800-446-0892 or 601-432-4116. This project was made possible in part by the Institute of Museum and Library Services. Bard Mobile, Android. The Bard Mobile application for Android devices version 1.0 is now available at the Google Play Store. The Bard Mobile app enables patrons to download audiobooks and audio magazines directly to their Android devices, provided they have Bard accounts and are using devices running Android OS 4.1 or later. The user guide is available from the bookshelf of the app and online in HTML format at https://nlsbard.loc.gov/apidocs/android/v1.0/toc.html. Help screens are also available from inside the app and may be accessed by activating the context menu or the More Options button and selecting Help. NLS has produced several tutorial videos featuring the Bard mobile application for Android devices. The Bard mobile Android how-to series videos are available from the Library of Congress channel on YouTube at hh://www.youtube.com/watch?mark/v=sign/w3rn1g0s-capital-x-capital-m-ampersand-list=capital-p-capital-l-lowercase-p-capital-a-capital-g-lowercase-n-u-m-t-6-i-uppercase-v-7-uppercase-a-lowercase-a-p-dash-uppercase-c-8-lowercase-b-dash-8-lowercase-p-uppercase-r-uppercase-s. In the videos, Consumer Relations Officer Judith Dixon provides instruction on how to read an audiobook, navigate an audiobook, manage downloads, and use basic gestures with TalkBack, the Android screen reader service. A celebration of life at 100. Joe Benson hit the 3-digit mark in life, so he had 3 celebrations for each one. The first was a recognition by the Mississippi Library Commission on Friday, June 5th, at Benson's residence in Philadelphia, Beehive Homes. A cake, pen, and certificate were presented to him by Cindy Nugent and Erica McCaleb from the agency as one of their centenarian patrons. The next party was given by his immediate family for family and friends at the Sanford Multipurpose Facility in Dixon. The wrap-up event occurred on his actual birthday, June 10th. The Beehive staff brought in a string band for entertainment and sugar-free dessert as requested by Benson. Guests included staff, friends, family, and even the mayor of Philadelphia. Benson is a Neshoba County native. He was born in a farmhouse in Dixon and is the remaining sibling of 7 children. After working in the textile mills in Meridian, he went to college at Meridian Junior College and then graduated from Anderson College in Anderson, Indiana. A detour from school took him to Japan and the Philippines during World War II. Benson was married to Margaret Vines Benson for 70 years until her passing in 2011. His career included teaching and administration in elementary and secondary schools, primarily in Florida. He eventually returned to the Magnolia State. After an interesting life of 90 years, he wrote a book about his many decades. It is called, In Retrospect, A Memoir by Joseph Byram Benson. The book is available on Amazon.com. Southeastern Conference College sports fan? A new book added to our collection that some college football fans will enjoy, My Conference Can Beat Your Conference, by Paul Feinbaum and Gene Wojciechowski, both television commentators. The writers give many reasons why the Southeastern Conference still rules college football and is America's most legendary conference. Give one of our readers' advisors a call or email and let them know you would like to read this book. DBX1355-601-432-4116 or 1-800-446-0892 or talkingbooks@mlc.lib.ms.us. Local author Dr. Michael J. Gandy. Local author Michael J. Gandy is an author you need to know about if you don't already. He began writing in 1989 when he was inspired by a terrible local crime, the kidnapping of a leading citizen in a small town in Mississippi. The victim was found dead 10 days later, and horrifically, the autopsy revealed that this person had lived up until 2 hours before their discovery. He turned this over in his mind for many months before considering, what if this person had showed up a year later, and what if they left town of their own volition? Beginning a practice, he continued with real-life-inspired novels. He changed the characters and the setting, and his first mystery, Murder in Olivet, was written. The murder of two policemen in his hometown in 1952 inspired his second book, Tatters, also written in 1989. But he told no one about it, not even his wife. "I was not sure whether my work was any good," stated Dr. Gandy. It wouldn't be until 2 years later that he would come out as a writer to his family and a few select friends. Today he is working on his 58th book. You can start reading his books in a variety of ways. You can subscribe to some of them via email. You would become one of hundreds of people in 31 states, the District of Columbia, the British Isles, Spain, South Africa, Australia, and on the island of Saipan in the Northern Marianas, South Pacific, who have become a weekly reader of the Gandy Mysteries. Dr. Gandy sends out 2 mysteries over the course of 1 year, beginning at Christmas, a half chapter a week. It's always free if you subscribe to these novels this way. If you have any friends or relatives who might be interested, please check with them and then have them email Dr. Gandy at gandyflix@hotmail.com and he'll add them to the list. Since Dr. Gandy has retired, he has also started sending out mid-month reflections, essays that he used to send his staff at the Mississippi Department of Rehabilitation Services. Those come out around the 15th of each month and will go year-round. If you ever wish to stop receiving the mystery chapters or the reflections, just send him an email to let him know. Dr. Gandy has also recorded 24 mysteries that are now available free as audiobooks read by the author for patrons of the Mississippi Library Commission's Talking Book Services. These titles can be accessed nationwide through interlibrary loan of the National Library Service of the Blind and Physically Handicapped, NLS. If you want to buy any of these audiobooks, which are MP3 files on CDRs, send a check for $15 for each title to Mississippi Friends of Handicapped Readers, 3881 Eastwood Drive, Jackson, Mississippi, 39211. Attention, Shelley Ziegler. The funds benefit the Friends of Handicapped Readers. 13 are available now to the general public. They are Murder in Olivet, Tatters and Other Tales, Emily Stallworth is About, That, My Friends, Is That, Passenger Pigeon, The Zapruder Soundtrack, Hidden Alley, Chain, Revolution No. 9, Sam Lord's Castle, Whippoorwill, Incarnation, Reincarnation. Dr. Gandy is also publishing ebooks on Amazon for Kindle readers, as well as Barnes & Noble for Nook readers. To find Michael Gandy's ebooks, just go to www.amazon.com or www.barnesandnoble.com and put, quote, Michael Gandy Mysteries, end quote, in the search box. Also, nonfiction books, quote, Mid-Month Reflections, end quote, Columns and Poems, and Quixotic Quest, Searching for Our Presidents, are part of a new series called The Gandy Miniatures, which also includes a retrospective, State of This Art, 40 Years of Gandy Miniatures and Mysteries. Reflections hit number 1 for books about public speaking in both the United States and the United Kingdom. Just put, quote, Michael Gandy Miniatures, end quote, in the search space to find them. The funds from the e-books, which cost $2.99 or less, help pay for the audiobook covers that his wife designs. Staff Book Recommendations. Recommended by Erica. Before I Go to Sleep by S.J. Watson, DB73374. Every morning Christine wakes up confused. She has no recollection of where she is, what year it is, or who the strange man sleeping next to her is. Every night, Christine's memory is erased, leaving her in a cycle of puzzlement and paranoia. Christine begins to journal her daily experiences in the hopes of recovering her memory. As she begins to piece together her past, she can't shake the feeling that her memories are being manipulated. S.J. Watson's debut novel is an exhilarating psychological thriller that will have you questioning the motives and reliability of all the book's characters. I quickly got caught up in trying to piece together the puzzle of Christine's past, a very entertaining read. Strong language, some violence, and some explicit descriptions of sex. Bestseller, 2011. Recommended by Shelley. Big Little Lies by Leanne Moriarty. DB79622. A death occurs at trivia night at a school. But who dies? So begins this dark comedy of a novel. Jane, single mom to Ziggy, is new in town and has trouble fitting in with the other moms. But she soon finds solace with a group of other moms that she can talk to and unload her many secrets. And boy, do they all have secrets. A page-turning mystery that I couldn't put down. Strong Language, Bestseller, 2014. That All May Read. The Reading Light is written and edited by staff of the Mississippi Library Commission's Talking Book Services Department. It is available in Braille, through email, in large print, as well as via MP3 audio on our website. Library service hours, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Phone 601-432-4116, 1-800-446-0892, toll free, 601-432-4476. Email talkingbooks@mlc.lib.ms.us. Website http://www.mlc.lib.ms.us/services-to-libraries/bphls.html. Web catalog http://bphopac.mlc.lib.ms.us/. Facebook https://www.facebook.com/mlctbs. End of The Reading Light, Mississippi Library Commission, Talking Book Services, Summer 2015, Volume 41, Number 2. Read by Michael J. Gandy in the studios of Friends of Handicapped Readers, Jackson, Mississippi, July 2015. Sound editing by Melvin Smitherman. Further reproduction or distribution in other than a specialized format is prohibited. If you experience any difficulty with this recording, please contact your cooperating library.